Greg Davis tells 1010 Winds he spent a happy and normal last day with his 7-year-old son.
We went to have food, Chinese food, and we ate. And then I saw him walk up the stairs.
And that was 9:30 Wednesday night. A little over 5 hours later, little Tyler was dead, one of four small children, and their grandmother trapped by flames on the second story of their South Plainfield home. Davis describes the confusion as he asked around for his son.
I said, "Where's Tyler?" She says she don't know.
Eileen LaPalmer, 1010 Winds News.